Nature 2. Triangle. Yeah, to the category. And Kasamudi algebra. So, the first setting up. What is I call Gadam Datum? Gadam Datum just index set with a binary form. This is a finite set. And this is a symmetric binary form. On this free abelian group, but the value is in Z. Okay, this is just a Gadam Datum. Satisfy the following condition. First one, should I equal to 2, 4, 6, and so on. That's the even numbers. Second one, this 2, this number belong to 0, minus 1, minus 2. Negative numbers for I not equal to j. So what is Gadam Datum? Gadam Datum just another way to say this is a matrix. This matrix Aij given by this number. You will see this is just a symmetrizable generalized Gadam matrix GCM. Okay. Of course, if you have a Gadam Datum, then it's the same. You have this is a matrix. And then, for this matrix, you have Kasamudi. GC. It's well defined by Professor Kuma. Good. Second. Give her a finite dimensional algebra. A, I need a finite dimensional hereditary. K algebra. In this lecture, K is always a finite field. Okay. And we consider module category over this finite dimensional algebra. A. And also we consider Grothendieck group. I call G. In fact, this is a free abelian group generalized by the simple objects in here. Here, I is just an indexed set of simple. I told you last day, just this one, A, 2. It's always zero. That's okay? Just a simple A module. For quiver, quiver always satisfies this situation, okay? It's a generalization of the quiver, rectangular quiver. And then we have a symmetry Olaf form. We define for this one, for any n two modules. Then you have dimension vector, if you remember, the dimension matrix is just the composition factors of the modules. I only consider finite dimensional modules. Okay. Then this dimension vector, this one, I define by a homological formula, home, m n minus dimension extension 1 m n. This is Euler form. Then because the second term is equal to zero, then but I need the symmetry. That means apply k home and n m minus k extension n m. So this is a symmetry one. Okay, good. It vanishes here because this one. Yeah, yes, right. From, because you have a long exact sequence. And then, two, that's enough. Good. Good. What is the observation? You say, symmetric Euler form for finite dimensional corrected algebra. This, you have, this is a symmetric Euler form, right? Let's say this is a Gordon pattern. What means that? That means this gives realization of the symmetric generalized Gordon method. Okay. And also, they say any Gordon pattern equal to a symmetry Euler form. Some finite dimensional heredity algebra A. So, not only provide the realization of the Gordon matrix, but any Gordon matrix provided by this the finite dimensional heredity algebra of this is the Euler form. Okay. No, okay. What is the quiver representation? You remember? V0, V omega here. Yeah, the dimension vector is just the dimension here and the dimension there. So in fact, this is also the same as the composition factors. Okay. But here we're not in the situation. Yeah, I'll call the general situation similar with this one. That's okay? No. Okay. Here, for this one, you have this submodule here, this one. Now, if the dimension 5, that means to check how many filtrations, how many modules like this one. It's a composition factor. This is simple modules. Okay? And also here, the composition factors of this one. Then just check that one. So the dimension vector is just how many simple modules for the composition factors to check. Yeah, in this group. In closed integral group, okay? Good. How?
What's the actual
define this one, okay, like this one. If you give me a Gordon pattern, then I have a spacious over finite field. That's a spacious just by just like some quiver situation. And then this one arrow means the extension equal to dimension equal to one and so on. This is given by the double ringer in his article. And then that's a tensor product. Tensor algebra is just this algebra A. Okay, good. But of course this is an easy observation of that. But this tells us there should be some relation between the two categories. Okay. So three. What a Gabri theorem. Gabri theorem said that for finite dimensional heredity algebra, if this algebra is representation finite Unitary finite means indecomposable modules for this algebra up to isomorphism, only finite many. Okay? Then this algebra is given by Denken-Kramer. Let's say the type AN, BN, BN, CN, EI, F4, G2. G2, okay. Exactly given by that. And not only this one, also your dimension vector here, given this is a bijection, indecomposable A module is bijection to the positive roots, because you have this diagram, Denken diagram, then this positive roots of your algebra D, G. This is a finite dimensional simple D algebra, okay? And of course, there is a very deep generation for this one. It's called Katz theorem. I will tell about this story tomorrow, okay? Okay. Good. Then the story, I tell you what is a Ringer Hoare algebra. Only finite many indecomposable modules over this algebra, up to isomorphic. Okay. For this one, first you take a free abelian group with the basis. No, I don't know. With this basis, UM, M is indecomposable. No, M is just a module. But I, up to isomorphic, okay? This one. Indexed, this is just an index set. How to write it? By isomorphic class of A modules. And A module always finite dimensional modules. And what is our multiplication? Here I just UY UX equal to dimension vector Y dimension the X and the sigma here M. This is the F Y X M. UM. And you already know this is just a filtration number. It's just like the Grassmannian manifold or something like that. That's the number. But we consider the question over finite field. This is just a number, not the corrector. Okay? That's okay? I use this one. I forgot to tell this one. This bracket means just this part. Non-symmetric one, okay? It's also Euler form, I'm sorry. Good, and here V square equal to this number, okay, finite field. And then I take, this is an algebra, associative algebra. The CA, the composition, subalgebra called of this the Hoare algebra generalized by the elements U XI. XI is a simple module. And also I use this N star A, this is just because you have a associative algebra, then you have D algebra structure for the bracket. And this is the composition the subitem. Generalized by also U and I. So just a story. What is the result here? So there's a theorem. The theorem given by first for finite type by the Ringer and general for any type given by Green. Let's say, first one, CA, in fact, this isomorphic, canonically isomorphic to U plus. This is just the positive part. Of quantum group. In the sense of Greenfield Jimbo. Then this isomorphic UI goes to the Chevalier generators EI. USI go to. And also, the second one, no, I just write down here. The second one, they say this is the subalgebra for this structure, the isomorphic to N plus. The N plus just of Kazimuthi algebra, GC. And this is the USI also going to the EI, Chevalier generators. Okay, good. So, what means that? That means for module category of hierarchical algebra, use this whole algebra structure not only on the level of the Gaussian matrix, but also you provide a realization of Kazimuthi algebra, but only positive part. Okay? Good. And also quantum group. So, what a question? Ringer question. He asked, is it possible to use representation theory or algebras to recover the whole GC, not only positive parts? Of course, you say if I have positive parts, then we have negative parts. Positive and negative are supposed to each other. And then we have a definition of the Kazimuthi did that. Okay? But of course, if we can compare this structure with the finite type case, triangular decomposition is the result, not the definition. But for Kazimuthi algebra, this is the definition, the starting point of the definition. But for semi-simple Lie algebra, this is the result, not the definition. So, sorry, I don't. Yeah. Parameter by V, right. V just the Q, as you use the references here. That's V. But we use this notation by the Lustig also. Let's say V square equal to Q. Okay, like this one. Good. Okay, not only that one, I think there's another very important question, cut question. So I say it's not only the question by Ringer, also Kant's question. In his book, the introduction, they say give a realization for general Kazimuthi algebra, not only for a fine Kazimuthi algebra. That's right. Yeah. So this is our situation now. Five former, there is another story given by Peter Harper. They say if you have a module category, they very importantly consider the derived category. The bounded derived category. And this, here you have a shift functor, translation functor. I dilute by T. Okay. Then this is derived category. Also, it's natural you consider the quotient category, the orbit category. This is, I use this flower R, this D derived category by T squared. That means T squared is equal to 1. That means 1. Okay. Then we can prove that this by Penn and me. We can prove that still this category is a triangular category. And also you have natural functor from this D, dA to its quotient. Then this is the Galois covering in sense. Of the triangular category. Okay, what means that? This is for general situation, this is right. But if we consider derived category of our Heuristic algebra, the module category of Heuristic algebra, then we know more. For this one, I just write on that, okay. The dimension vector M. Now you still have the dimension vector, this notation, because you have a Grothendieck group. Dimension vector is just the object in your category, the image in the Grothendieck group, right? Okay, you still have this one. And then M belongs to incompatible objects in the derived category. Let's say this provides the whole root system. Not only positive roots, but also whole roots. And of course, if we want to understand this picture, we should understand what it means, AR theory, AR quiver. I give an example, just this is the example, A11, the Kronig quiver, for Kronig quiver, this one. And what a derived category of this one. Then in fact, the look like this one. Sorry. Then here is one tuber here, many tuber here, also here like this one. And also this is the tuber here. The category of that object here and also object here. This is the global picture of this one. And if you take from this point here, and then if you take this one, if you take this one, for example, for this part, then for this part is just the module category, representation category of the Kronig quiver. Last time I tell you. And if you take this part, for example, just one family tuber, and this one, this is the Kuhn sheaf of project line. So they many, many heuristic parts of inside, but it's a global thing. Okay? But from the result here, if there is something defined over this category, they should provide not only positive part and negative part. There should be global realization of the cosmodic algebra or quantum group. So this is just a general idea for this one. Okay, good. It's all right. That's a category R, yes. For this change, it's just category R. The T here, from this point, then his T is here. shift functor is here from this one.
Or
here and to here. This one corresponding to this one. The T this one to this one. Okay, just like something. Okay, good. And then T squared equal to 0, equal to 1. For example, here to here and then come back. Right. Okay. Good. So, 6. I choose K finite field. Okay. In fact, I can do this for any triangle category. But I need this category is finite. Finitary. How to read this one? Finitary. If satisfy this condition. First one, for any object in this category C, this is a home. Is a finite dimension K space. Finite dimension over finite field. Two, given any dimension vector, the dimension vector R, then only finite many isocast of indecomposable M in this category with dimension vector M equal to this dimension vector. And of course, I choose this GC. This is a Gaussian. Group of C. Gaussian group means the respect to the triangle in derived category. Just like the respect to the exact sequence in a modic category. Okay? And also I need this triangle category two period. Two period means shift functor always T squared equal to one. Okay, I need this one. In fact, for any triangle category, you can consider the orbit category by T squared, then that becomes the T squared equal to 1. In fact, this one. What is the dimension vector of objects in a triangular category? Okay. For C, this is a triangular category. Then you have a triangle. If this is a triangle, then I say in GC is generated by all elements here with this relation. Okay, this is the Gaussian group. And then you have this is a morphism from the C objects to this is the GC. This is the any M to this M, you have the imagine in that one dimension vector of M. Okay? And in fact, I said for only indecomposable here, if you take a category R, that category, this, all of this one provide the root system of cosmodic algebra. Okay. Good. Sorry? Because trying category is the additive category. So indecomposable respect to the additive category. Okay? That's all right. Also, of course, we have a strong condition that the anamorphism of this object is a local ring. If the anamorphic ring is a local ring, this is indecomposable. Okay? Good. Sorry. So, I have given three objects in triangular category, I consider this one. What's this one? This is just a triple FGH, such that X, L, Y, TX. This guy is triangular. So that means fix the position here, object here. How many these triples take this as a triangle? Okay. In fact, this is a variety. Okay. This is a variety. And then you have action of automorphic group of X and also automorphic group of Y action on this that W X Y L. How to act that? A C act on this F G H that's equal to A F G C minus C T C H T A inverse. This action. If this is a triangular, for triangular, and then this is also for triangular. This is the condition in triangular category by definition. Now this is the action. So you consider the orbit space V X Y L. This is equal to over act by this group action. Also, because this is the complex in general in derived category, this is also algebraic group. The act on this is the variety. So this, but we consider the only over the finite field, this is the finite set. Okay, that's good. That's all right. Then I use this number, F, Y, X, L, to denote this is the finite set. This is the orbital space. And this finite set, then I use this number. Who's this one? So what is our setting up? Now, I take an H, big H. This H is just a Glossenic group. Glossenic group, by this time I don't use this dimension vector. I use this one. Use HM for M belong to C. This is HL should be equal to HM plus HN if this is a triangle. And then this is an abelian group. Of course, this is an abelian group, a free abelian group in some. Then I consider bilinear form. This bilinear form on this Glossenic group on this one. How to define that? Just the same as before. This is given by Euler form, but because in the triangular category, then they should be right on as this. Whom this is the triangular category. xy minus k whom, we should use the extension, but in triangular category, any homological functor can be realized by the whom functor. This means here x, ty, this is extension in sense, and plus k whom y x minus k whom y tx, this one. You should consider why there is no t square terms, because t square equal to 1, so they come back to this one. So it's used here already, t square, in fact. Okay, good. And this is H, and then this is a bilinear form on this one. Okay. I take another one, you just aim. This is just the isocast of all indecomposable objects in this category C. This should be a free abelian group with basis ux, x belong to C. No, I couldn't say this one. I should say this one. Right? Okay. Good. And then this is two space. Over, this is over, in fact, over Z. This is a H free abelian group also. Here, this is a N. But I want to say this, in fact, this N for me, in my mind, not equal to the N plus, not equal to N plus or N minus. In fact, they should be equal to in mind, this one, some sense. But you didn't cut down that derived category. If we just cut two parts of that one, that should be equal to this one. Okay? Good. And this G. And also we have this number, gamma, xy, L. I just use this one, f, x, y, L. You know what's the number, this one. This is counting that the triangular with the three objects and then the action of the automorphic group. That's okay? And the minus this one. And also, you have this number, dx. That's equal to dimension k, anamorphic ring of x, modular radical of this ring. Okay. Good. And what is the our bracket. Bracket. The first one, ux, because ux belongs to here. And uy, this bracket, that's equal to sigma for L. L belongs to Rn, indecomposable object of C, gamma xy, L, U, L. This is summation. I need this only finite terms for this one. Okay, because this dimension vector is fixed. For this fixed dimension vector, only finite many indecomposable objects here. Okay, good. And if Y not equal to TX, that means if this guy to this guy, not this guy, then they use this number. And if this hx or dx, this if y equal to tx. Okay, this is the bracket. The second one, I should define how to hx bracket of ui, how to define this bracket. And then this is equal to, because we have hx and also we have hy, is binary form on this Gaussian group and ui. And the third one, hx, hy is always zero. That means this is a Abelian subalgebra of that one. Okay, good. And of course, we want to say this G over this Z with this bracket, that is a D algebra. But not right. It's not right. Okay, in general, what can we say? We take this G Q minus 1. That means you net your Q equal to 1. So this means just G over Q minus 1 G. This is a Abelian group over this is a finite ring. Okay? What is our main theorem? The theorem say for triangular category C with some condition, that one, then this is a G Q minus 1, this guy, with this bracket. Is an D algebra. Q equals the number of the order of this finite field. Right? And then V, small v, equals Q. Okay? This is an D algebra over this Q minus 1. Good. So, I want to say, in fact, this is the algebra, in fact, for our good category, from the hierarchical category, this algebra always is a Kazimuthi algebra. But we have low definition Kazimuthi value over a finite ring. I want to say this is, in fact, the Kazimuthi. You know. But if you consider the Kazimuthi algebra over a finite ring, then many mass information in the Kazimuthi algebra was cancelled. It degenerated to zero, maybe. Yes. But what is Q? Q is just our number. This is finite field. We can let the finite field become larger and larger. This means here become larger and larger. Then there will be good over this Z defined for this C. This is just a generic technique for this one. Okay. Same. Now indecomposable, X, I consider in this the root category. Now I can consider the root category. I call it exceptional. That means if there is no self-extension, that means whom R X to TX, this is equal to zero. In fact, for root category, many, many exceptional objects in our category. Also, I consider this E over K. This E is a finite field extension. So this means also another finite field, but larger than K. Okay, good. Then you can define this category RE. What is the category? This is just a root category. From this algebra, this A, but extended E, means N tensor. This is also hierarchical algebra, in the finite dimension over this E, okay? Then we have this category also. And also you can define the HE just from this root category. And also you can define the NE. And also you can define the GE. This is just the HE direct sum AE and so on. And then, according to our theorem, here this GE should be an algebra over this one. Okay? Now this is a minus 1. This is a D algebra over minus 1. Okay, good. Then you consider product. This is the GE and this is E minus 1. This is a D algebra, product of D algebra. Okay. E belongs to the extension of the K. This, of course, a D algebra in ordinary way. Good. Huh? Yeah, over the, no. Maybe infinite many, that's enough. But for all finite extension over the K, that's okay, right? I just want that K, this E become larger and larger to infinity, that's right. And then I can define things over Z. This is, in fact, this is over Z, right? This the algebra. Now it's over Z. Okay, good. No. I take this one. L, I use this one. What is this one? This is the subalgebra. Of this product. Generate by this element, ux, what means ux here? This means just the uxe here. Here, e, because this is, should be a sequence of elements here. What is this element? This x is the exception. In category R. Okay, this is the element here. Then, what is our theorem? Say, if category R is given by a derived category over this T squared, this root category of that. So here, A is a finite dimensional hereditary K algebra. Then, of course, you have the symmetrical Euler form. That's the Galois datum. Then you have this C this is symmetrizable corresponding to the generalized Kac-Moody generalize the Galois matrix. Okay. This AIG is given by this Euler form, symmetric Euler form. Then, of course, for this matrix, you have the Kac-Moody algebra, GC, right? We have this the algebra and this the algebra. They say, theorem say that. Then you have a phi GC isomorphic to this is a, because this algebra is over Z, then you tensor over Z to complex number. These are isomorphic to each other. So that means this algebra give a realization of the symmetrizable Kac-Moody algebra. Okay? And how to get this isomorphic? Then you choose the hereditary C subcategory, any heuristic subcategory in derived category, then you sense this is here by Chevalier generator to that the USR, the corresponding to simple object set. That means you have many, many, you have many, many phi. Okay, good. And also phi, fi equal to u tsi. And phi, hi equal to hsi over dsi. It's given by this one. So this is our main theorem. Originally, I want to say some about the proof of this theorem. In fact, the most difficult theorem is this one. Is that one. Why? That's the Lie algebra. Okay. So if we want to prove that's the Lie algebra, you have to check the Jacobi relation. This is the ux, uy, here, the main is this one, uz. This should be equal to ux, uz, uy, plus ux, uy, uz, this one. And then, if you know this the meaning of this one, according to our definition somewhere, okay. Then what means that? This should be this one, f x z l f l y m minus f z x l f l y M. This term, no, minus F Y L M F X Z L plus F Y L M F Z X L. This term plus sigma. This is the L here, F X L M and F Y Z L minus F X L M F Z Y L minus F Y Z L F L X M plus F Z Y L F L X M. This one should be equal to, I'm sorry, too complicated. This one F X Y L F L Z M plus F Z L M F Y X L minus F Z L M F X Y L minus F Y X L F L Z M. This way. And you quote to that. And in fact, this is very non-trivial to verify this. What I mean that I want to say from this triangle category, you have a Lie algebra. What is this Lie algebra? Of course, if the isomorphic to the Casimir algebra, we are very happy about this one. But I want to say, in fact, this is a Lie algebra reflects a kind of symmetry for this triangular category. In fact, also for proof of this one, you should counting what kind of symmetry in that the triangular category. But I have no time for the proof of this one. Okay, I stop here. Thank you very much. For this realization, if we want to get more information for this Kazemuthi algebra, then we should need to know more about this triangular category. For a fine Kazemuthi algebra, then this triangular category is totally understand. Then that's also interesting to get some information about a fine Kazemuthi algebra. That's my last talk to tell you how to check the localization of the basis of this the affine Kazemuthi algebra. Use some geometry way. In fact, this also works for this one. And another advantage is this one. Another advantage is this one. This is, as I say, look like this one. And in fact, for definition of Kazemuthi, this is the Chevalier generators here. The Chevalier generators here. You know how to calculate from the EI FJ, how to calculate this one, right? And then if you have a general root vector for some GI, the general for root, not the simple root, and then you have some root in the negative part, root vector, you don't know how to calculate this. For example, I should say this is a X plus and X minus, Y minus, maybe this one. How to calculate this one? You should first decompose this one as the something from EI. And you also decompose Y from FJ. But for our situation, you still can find the hierarchical category to contain this the X plus and Y minus in one hierarchical subcategory. That means you can shift them to a positive part of that Kazemuthi algebra. So that helps you to calculate these things.